I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by IKEA. Love me a little IKEA. We have Maroon 5 tickets coming up at 7 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, we have Band Together Bay Area benefit concert tickets. This is Dead & Company, Metallica, Dave Matthews, G-Eazy. Rancid is going to be there.
Rancid? Yep. I love Rancid.
I know. I mean, Metallica and Rancid in the same night, Vinny. And this is, we have tickets for this benefit. 100% of the ticket sales are going to an emergency relief fund established by Tipping Point Community, which you can make a donation at tippingpoint.org. But it's a big deal. The big Band Together Bay Area benefit. So we have tickets for that coming up at 8 o'clock. Scott Capurro is going to be joining us a little bit later today. And we also have Winterland tickets starting at 9:05 today. So it's a big day for giveaways. Make the dream yours.
I'm very worried about Capurro's appearance today.
Why is that?
Well, you know, yesterday he was so well behaved and so good and did such a good job at our live show. In that he didn't try to make it all about him.
Right.
That this is what he does. This is his move. He gets you so comfortable and you start to think, I think Scott gets
it. And then he bites.
And that's when he turns on you and you become like, oh, this is where he melts down.
Well, that's what keeps him interesting for me.
Is it?
Like, I never know which Scott I'm going to get.
All right. Well.
This is his last one. He's going back on vacation.
Yes, he's going back on vacation to England. Oh, but isn't he meeting his husband in like Sao Paulo or
Argentina.
Something like that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is the guy who says he's filled with credit card debt.
Right.
I can't get out from underneath it. Wonder why.
Yeah. Well, when you keep using that credit card, it is hard to get out from underneath it.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I hear him talking about this Argentina. It's my dream to go to Argentina. I'm like, wow, good for you.
Yes. Well, living the dream.
Costs money.
Underneath the credit card debt.
Right.
Yeah. Well, if he'd stop shooting himself in the foot, you know, maybe he'll get some gainful employment. So yesterday, everybody's phone started blowing up with this New York City guy rents a Home Depot truck and plows through a bunch of people. I'm sure you'll have more on this, but taking the celebrity angle, the one celebrity who was loud about it, Josh Groban, was about a half a block away from all this happening. He was walking his dog. His dog saved his life, by the way. He tweeted, "Oh my God, I just heard gunshots and ran with my dog. Downtown. F. I hope everyone's okay. It was half a block from me. Didn't see it, but heard 8 to 19 quick rounds fired off. Be safe with your kids out there." And then he tweeted, "I'm shaking. That's the corner I was supposed to have my coffee, but my dog pulled me into the park half a block away 10 minutes before." And then he was posting video of police cars and fire trucks going by and praised the quick response from our amazing NYPD and NYFD. So Josh Groban was the celebrity on the scene as that was going down yesterday. No joke there. That is just like that's the new thing, like the truck, the vehicle thing. It's just and the more that it happens, the more that it's going to happen. Moving on to sexual harassment in Hollywood. All the good news.
A couple broke yesterday, right?
Yeah, there are a
couple
few
names
things.
Dropped.
House of Cards is not coming back for a seventh season. Supposedly that had nothing to do with Kevin Spacey's sexual assault scandal, but this definitely does. Season 6, the production that was ongoing for the sixth and final season, has been suspended indefinitely. The cast and crew were notified yesterday morning. Netflix and the company that produces the show said they need time to, quote, review the current situation and address any concerns of our cast and crew. House of Cards was supposed to end its run with a 13-episode season starting in the middle of next year. It's not even clear if they're going to be able to air the sixth season. I mean, it might just be over. In related news, Masterclass has dropped Kevin's $90 online acting seminar. And there's a theater in London that he ran.
Yeah.
This being a thing. I think it's the Old Vic.
It's one of the things that I read about him as this story first broke was he runs a theater company.
Right. He ran it from 2004 to 2015. And let's see. The Old Vic. And what they're saying is that they've set up a helpline, a tip line. If you've been victimized during Kevin's run at the Old Vic, they want to hear from you. Which is
weird.
I guess, you know, you want people to feel free to come forward, but to set up a tip line is, I did think that was like a little bit like, oh,
yeah,
maybe they should just have people call the police. I don't know. A couple weeks ago, This Is Us produced an episode that had a line about Kevin Spacey in it. And I guess that this week, usually the TV critics from newspapers or whatever sites, they get the episode a couple of days beforehand. And there was a line about Kevin Spacey in it. And nothing inflammatory or anything. I guess one of the guys on the show is like an actor who's always looking for work. And he booked a gig on a Kevin Spacey movie.
Mm.
And so they, you know, it's making the news today that they took the line out. So I guess, I think it might air, it aired last night, but they had removed a line from it. Turn that around quickly. Andy Dick is in the news today. Although I know Andy just from the few times we've met him and from everything else I've ever heard about him. I don't know why anyone would be surprised that he's sort of a manic person on set and not always in complete control of his impulses. So I don't know who hires him and expects him not to be sexually harassing people. But somebody did. He was fired from a movie for... I don't have any info on the movie here. But allegedly he groped, kissed, and licked people, which is not abnormal behavior for him. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm not saying... I'm saying that people who are surprised by this have never read anything about him. Andy says he doesn't grope anymore. I don't do that anymore. I've been talked to about that. But he added, I might have kissed somebody on the cheek to say goodbye and then licked them. That's my thing.
Well, he's another one of these cats, though, that he's super talented and probably very charming in the interview or whatever and knows the right things to say. And maybe even he's working because someone has a friendly loyalty towards him in some way, shape, or form. And then he turns on him and does some of this crap. And look, it's not okay for the people who are trying to do their jobs to find themselves in a linked to him. It's not okay at all.
The name of the movie is Raising Buchanan. He is vehemently denying that he touched anybody's privates. He says, I didn't grope anybody. I might have kissed somebody on the cheek to say goodbye and then licked them. That's my thing. I licked Carrie Fisher at a roast. It's me being funny. I'm not trying to sexually harass people. He's also known for flashing his private parts on stage. He was accused of propositioning at least 4 crew members for sex, which he also didn't deny. Of course I'm going to proposition people, he said. I'm single, depressed, lonely, and trying to get a date. They can just say no, and they probably did, and then I was done. They're saying he also appeared drunk on set. I overtook my medication, took too many Xanax. I was a bit loopy on set. That didn't make me rape people. I really don't get it. I'm always trying to be funny and trying to get a date. I still don't have a date. I'm on Tinder and I'm looking. He's saying they know what they signed up for. Claims not to know the difference between sexual harassment and trying to get a date. I won't do it anymore. I won't lick anyone's face anymore. We have an agreement.
He's lame.
It's lame.
It's lame. It's super lame.
It's hard to love the guy that's sort of flagrantly, like, people are getting in huge trouble for this, and this guy is just joking
about
it. Well,
here's a guy who, okay, it's me. I come to work one day. Now I got to fight off this dude who just licked me. Dude, I don't want you to lick me.
Right.
I
don't want to have to tell you again.
I get a joke as much as anybody does, and I'm not sensitive like our society seems to be headed, and yet I don't want you to lick me.
Oh, I think he's telling us not to lick him anymore, Yuzi.
Oh, Vinny, I love doing it.
You know what I'm saying.
I do.
It's super uncool, Andy Dick.
Jeremy Piven is being accused of groping a woman who once appeared on Entourage. I think she's like a reality show star.
What's her name? I didn't recognize her name.
Let me find it. Darn it all. Oh, here it is. Her name is Ariane Bellamar.
I don't know the name. When I saw this story and read the name, I didn't know her at all. But she was on Entourage.
I don't think she was ever a principal or anything on there. They're saying that she was a reality TV star.
That maybe nice she looking blonde girl.
Yeah, she's lovely. He is being accused of. Let's see. I'll just read you her tweet. Hey, at Jeremy Piven. Remember when you cornered me in your trailer on the hashtag Entourage set? Remember grabbing my boobies on the couch without asking? And she also apparently alleges that this happened not just on the trailer on the set, but at the Playboy Mansion. They all went there to hang out. He was in New York City promoting his CBS drama Wisdom of the Crowd and didn't outwardly seem concerned about this. And he also had responded on Tuesday night saying, I unequivocally deny the appalling allegations being peddled about me. It did not happen. He said it takes a great deal of courage for victims to come forward with their histories, and my hope is the allegations about me that didn't happen do not detract from the stories that should be heard. She also claims, this Ariane Bellamar, she claims to have tried to leave after he was groping her, but she says Jeremy Piven grabbed her by the ass. She says, this is a quote, you grabbed me by the ass, looked at yourself in the mirror, and said what a beautiful couple we made. So that's what he's dealing with today. Alec Baldwin says that he knew director James Toback was always trying to seduce women, but he had no idea he had ever done anything criminal. About 200 women have come forward with allegations about this guy. As soon as the first allegations were made, I think a guy from The Hollywood Reporter had set up had tweeted, let me know if you've ever.
Which guy is this again? Toback?
This is, James Toback.
Okay.
This chick, Katerina Scorsone from Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anyone on that show. She says that this guy harassed her when she was a teenager. She plays Amelia Shepherd on the show. And Gilles Marini, who you don't know his name, but if you saw the second Sex and the City, which I did, he's like the hot dude who's, I believe, a neighbor of Samantha's at this fabulous beach house or wherever the hell they are. And I think she's watching him have sex.
Malibu, yeah. Okay.
He wound up going on that. So he had a big moment in that movie. And then he went on Dancing with the Stars. Uh-huh. Might have even won it.
You like this guy?
He's very handsome. I don't know much about him. But he says after Sex and the City, he, quote, became a piece of meat for many executives in Hollywood. Like,
what
I guess
that?
He was.
Female executives or male executives?
I believe male executives. Or just executives, maybe male and female. But that he basically became the it boy and was invited to all the parties and was expected to do stuff to continue to work, I think is what he's saying. He's not saying that, but piece of meat sounds like someone who's getting used and abused.
Huh.
So there's that.
But he doesn't name names.
He doesn't.
All right.
Well,
the Piven thing's going to be interesting because he took a different way of dealing with it. And some of the people, and myself included in a way, I don't really like the way this witch hunt thing has begun, where now it's just come every day there's new names dropping and you don't know how long ago these things happened or if they happened.
Right. Anybody can say anything.
Right.
And we, you tend to believe someone who says they were a victim of something.
Because many of these stories are true.
Sure.
So.
Right. And everybody always has a different version of what went down. And it's hard to determine.
Look at Andy Dick. I'm just hitting on them. Right. I just want a date.
Right.
Okay, but you're at work. These people are your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not acceptable.
Right.
Hello?
That's Bryn.
Is it Bryn? Let's find out what's going on with Bryn. Baby Watch 2017.
He's FaceTiming. Let's go to commercial.
Oh. All right. Well, we're going to FaceTime with Bryn. You're not going to get to do it. See you later. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alex. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by The Cheesecake Factory. It's been rescheduled because of the fires. Uzette had to reschedule the Tails and Ales benefit. This is for the Humane Society Silicon Valley. It's a big party that they throw to raise some funds. Family fun activities, breweries, wineries. It's happening at Google's Crittenden campus in Mountain View this Saturday. You can actually get tickets at tailsales.org.
Mm-hmm.
But what time are you going to be there, Yus?
I'm going to be there to, let's see, 11:30 to 1:30.
Okay.
But so it goes on till 4.
Right around lunchtime. Yeah. Stop by and say hello.
Bring your pet.
Yeah. You bringing Daisy out?
Ella?
Are you bringing Ella
out? I would
out?
Love to bring Daisy, but she's dead. So I'm going to bring Ella instead.
All right. Bring the live dog. That's always for the best. I didn't mix it up. They're both so
what
cute.
What just happened?
Anyway, that's this Saturday, tailsales.org, if you'd like tickets.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by a couple of the kids on the show. So, today is my daughter's birthday. It looks like yesterday.
4 years old.
Is Diamond's birthday.
Yeah.
Her name is not Diamond.
Right.
Do you remember the name?
Cameron.
Yeah.
Was born last night at 9 o'clock.
9:30.
Right, yeah, right around
9:30.
Right around then. The Halloween
ish,
baby.
Yeah.
So Bryn and Anita's baby is here.
Here and
resting
safe.
In dad's arms as we just took the FaceTime before going to commercial. So congratulations.
Seems exhausted.
Oh, so tired.
What an arduous night they had.
What did you say? 7 pounds?
7 pounds,
three ounces.
Yeah. So congratulations. Baby Watch 2017 is over.
Cameron.
And it ended with little Cameron. Cammy.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Cam. That's adorable.
It's very, very cute.
Yeah.
And he said she hasn't been able to pick out the middle name yet, right?
Yes, right.
So they're...
They can sleep on it. They need to sleep.
Right. Yeah, you could see it in him.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy birthday, Isla. Looks like they're just a few hours apart.
Oh, what time was she born?
Oh, I don't remember the time. It was later in the day, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I would say
4 or 5 o'clock
yeah,
in the afternoon.
It was later in the day.
Yeah.
But we started our journey at 3 a.m. with a splash of water. And it went from there. So two new, well, mine's not so new anymore.
Four years old. I can't believe
and another
she's
new
four.
Addition. I can't either.
How'd it goes that by happen? So
I know,
fast.
Dude. Well, the you know what? The 2000s are going by fast, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I would.
2017?
How is that possible?
And it's almost over, too, by the way.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Somebody press pause.
I know. I'm with you. Anyway, so there's our new babies here, everyone.
Aww.
Cameron.
Little Cameron.
Here's what's happening. This news did break yesterday. I didn't get the alerts on my phone because we were sort of doing our show, and I don't have my phone set up to do that for the reason that is I don't need my phone chirping all the time.
Yeah.
But there was a terror attack in New York yesterday. The guy's name is Saifullo Saipov. He's from Uzbekistan, 29. He was an Uber driver.
Mm.
They, in fact, jumped right on it and said, we've removed him from his ability to use the app, although he's in jail now. Well, actually, I think he was in the hospital because they shot him. This man rented a pickup truck and mowed down pedestrians and cyclists along a busy bike path near the World Trade Center Memorial yesterday, killing 8 and seriously injuring 11 before crashing into a school bus, and that's when he jumped out of the truck. They say he had a fake gun, but it was, and I've also heard it was a pellet or BB gun and a paintball gun.
Oh.
So he was armed with those as he yelled Allah Akbar, which is Arabic for God is great. He was then shot in the stomach and taken to the hospital. He underwent surgery and is in critical condition, but is expected to survive. He came to the United States legally, they say, and again had been working for Uber, and they've confirmed that. They say he passed their background check and had been actively driving on the platform for more than 6 months. Also, there were notes in the car found, or the truck found, claiming that this was on behalf of ISIS. They are calling it a lone wolf attack, though. He was not in any particular group.
Right. So while he's saying, I did this on behalf of ISIS, they're not saying, yes, this is one of our operatives.
They're saying that he didn't have a group he was working with there in New York.
Okay.
We'll see about that.
Right. Well, it's actually good news that he may survive this gunshot, because maybe they can get some information out
of him. Exactly.
We'll see. But that's your front page story everywhere, the deadly truck terror attack in New York. Moving on.
All right.
First major Sierra storm forecast to drop snow as low as 4,000 feet.
Wow.
It's coming this weekend, everybody. They say Friday through Tuesday, we're going to see snow.
And we're going to get plenty of rain around here, right?
We are going to get rain. Mostly North Bay, I thought. But,
is that so?
Yeah.
They're saying Friday, San Francisco rain.
Okay.
So.
Well,
we all feel like we're in the sort of recovery phase of the fires in the North Bay. And yet I heard that they were still fighting the fires, not at the same level in any way, shape, or form, but yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, they're not completely out. They're still working up there. So this
rain
will be
welcome.
Absolutely. And snow is always welcome.
Always.
So.
Not just for the skiers, but for the, you know, for the drought.
Right.
We need a snowpack. And 4,000 feet is low. That's great.
That's really good.
Well, it's been cold. It's actually, feels like finally the weather has shifted. Like, mm-hmm. we're finally starting to feel like fall. I mean, we were in the 90s all through October. It was bizarre.
Well, that's, you know, what do they call that?
Indian summer.
Indian summer is right.
I'm sure that's very un-PC of us to say.
Is it?
I don't know, isn't it?
Probably.
Just sure apologize it is. Right now.
I'm sorry I said that. That's what it's been called during my life.
Can you believe you can't call sitting Indian style anymore?
It's crisscross applesauce.
Why
baby.
Is that?
Because it's not PC.
But why is that a... Is it bad to say somebody's sitting Indian style? What does that? How is that
because
derogatory?
I think that Native Americans don't want to be called Indians.
Oh.
So if it's, you know, you could say you're sitting Native American style, maybe? I don't know. I just do what everyone tells me to do. I don't want to argue about it. It's Native American summer, everyone.
It's not the Indians from India?
I don't think that's what it was based on. I think sitting Indian.
Are you sure?
No,
yeah, are you
I'm
sure?
not. But I think sitting Indian style was having
a
powwow.
I thought it was based on a meditation.
Yeah. Powwow, yeah.
It's not based on a meditation.
What's the name of that when you have your leg, one leg over the knee? That's a whole other way of sitting.
Well, I'll say, I think crisscross applesauce is stupid.
Oh, that's not.
There.
Well, apologize for saying that.
Yes, you've apologized to the
dumbest
children
term
who love crisscross applesauce.
Ever heard.
All right.
I don't even know what that has to do with applesauce.
It rhymes with it. Rhymes, sit down, right. Crisscross applesauce.
Oh. Just rhyme the words. That's all you need to do.
Children, they love rhymes. Back to you, Vinny.
The World Series continued last night, and the Dodgers stayed alive.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It was a bummer, and it was closer, there was a point where it looked like, I ended up staying up and watching the darn thing, because the way these games have gone, I really thought, they could come back. I mean,
absolutely.
The hitting just starts and runs
right.
materialize, so this is still a game. And then it wasn't. Then it just ended.
Mm-hmm.
So the score was 3-1, and they go again tonight.
And this is it.
This is it. Game 7. So it should be fun.
Sure.
Especially if you've followed the series, which has been pretty good.
It's going to be big, too. The ratings for this have been huge. The TV ratings are...
surprisingly good.
Really good. About 15 million people average watching each game. It's the top 5 shows on TV last week. I'm sure last night's game is going to rank it tonight. People love it when it goes to Game 7.
Well, and it doesn't hurt that it's in L.A., and of course, there's stars everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm looking at Price, Vinny. They're saying StubHub, $50,000 for a ticket.
Oh, my God.
This is Doug, Dugout Club. Right behind home plate.
Well, those are good seats.
Other tickets are about $1,000.
But there's Jason Bateman. There's Mary Hart they showed last night. I went, hey.
Oh, funny.
That's Sarah's girl.
My girl, Mary Hart. I don't even watch that show anymore now that she's gone.
Yeah.
Well, they showed her and said she's a fixture at the Dodger games. Mm. So I wouldn't know that, but that's what they told me. watching last night. I went, oh, that's... I'm not going to text her. Who cares? Mary Hart. You do.
I love Mary Hart.
I know you do.
It's almost like Bryn's here.
Right.
He loaded this in here for me years ago.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay. I hope I can give you a satisfactory answer.
You don't shop for makeup.
Shop for makeup? What do you mean shop for it? Like go to the CVS and look at makeup and,
and grab it. CVS.
That's where I get my makeup.
She's so cute, Vinny.
That is where I shop for makeup.
I'm
out of mascara. Let me go find something that's green and pink and I can vaguely read this. Okay,
to my point, Sarah doesn't shop for makeup, but if you did.
Yeah.
And you find yourself...
Do you mean like at a department store where they have
Sephora,
all the...
At a Sephora department store, someplace where they...
I go to Ulta. I go to Benefit or Ulta.
Okay.
But I mean, occasionally I'll go to a Walgreens if I need to get something.
Yeah, you just pick up some mascara
I realize I've had girlfriends and I have one now and I know that there are times where that you get the... I forgot my mascara. I need you to stop. We just have to go buy anything.
Right.
Because you're on your way somewhere, and for whatever reason, that's a mandatory makeup.
You gotta have
item.
The mascara, yeah.
Okay,
I wear it every day. It's the only thing I wear every day.
I'm familiar with the drugstore stop, but normally it's done elsewhere.
Yeah, I just don't like to pay through the nose for stuff I know I'm not going to use.
Some of it you want to pay more for because it's quality or it lasts longer.
Like what, the base and stuff?
Yeah, maybe some eye stuff.
Have you guys seen those ads for that? It's like an infomercial that they're doing now where it's basically you airbrush the crap.
I love that. I've been wanting to buy it.
I do that.
Wait, is
do
this the... What is this?
It's like it's a certain kind of foundation.
You plug it in, right?
You plug in this machine, you pour the foundation in, and it airbrushes you. And man,
it's like a skinny...
looks amazing.
It's like this big, like a thin highlighter.
A little pen.
And then you just... You pour
and
they're
showing it.
And then you spray it around, and it's supposed to be even and fabulous.
It matches your skin tone perfectly, and you don't rub it in. You just.
I saw it for as low as
beautiful.
About 130.
Oh, 130.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
I know. That's why I haven't bought it.
You know, all that stuff, though, if you're good at putting it on, it could probably look great, but it just seems
I know.
Over.
I'm getting that in my hair
so overdone.
And right in my eyeball.
All over my counter.
No question. Yeah. I'm ruining myself with that. And it wouldn't work for me. I just know it. It always looks just so good in the infomercials, and you just know that when you get that home, you're not going to be able to make that work.
The models have perfect skin.
Right.
And
right.
They're lovely.
Back to my story.
Yes. Yeah. So no, I don't shop for makeup as in go to a makeup shop. I go to whatever drugstore is going to have my pink and green mascara.
But if you came upon a counter setup that had a bunch of lipstick colors, and there are ones specifically there that say, try me. It's lipstick.
Oh, God. I would never try a sample lipstick.
Try me is how they're set up.
I put it on my hand.
Yeah. If you're going to do it at all, you'd look at the color on your skin of your hand.
The way this story goes is an unnamed customer at Sephora sampled a common use tube of lipstick on display at the makeup counter there in Hollywood, one of their stores, and has since been diagnosed with oral herpes. She's blaming the lipstick tube at the Sephora for her herpes.
Well,
she claims she never had herpes or cold sores prior to the incident, and the woman is suing the chain for emotional distress over the incurable lifelong affliction. The woman and her doctors further contend that Sephora failed to warn customers of the health risks of trying on lipstick samples and that cosmetics chains do not have adequate practices in place to avoid herpes exposure.
Well, I can't disagree with her, but she has to. I feel like she's got this culpability on her side, too. It's a common use lipstick. If you see a friend of yours with a cold sore drinking from a water glass, do you ask to drink from that? Like, you don't know who's done it. Like, of course you could get herpes from that. Like, I think that should be a known and accepted risk factor.
Common sense.
Yeah.
Or they have to start putting signs, use at your own risk.
Yeah, use this at your own. Everybody uses this.
Don't you
already
know that,
though? We don't know what homeless lady put this on.
Don't you already know that,
though? I feel that you do. I would never use one of those samples. Not even the face stuff. They have all kinds of samples that you can do. Even I'm just like, no samples. Remember back in the day, Avon would have those tiny little samples of lipstick. There was enough for like maybe two applications.
I do remember my mom
little
having
teeny
those
white
things
ones.
Around.
And I always thought, every time I see a you know, common use lipstick sample, I always think, you guys should just have those little throwaway Avon samples. Because that's just ridiculous.
Anytime you do a story about herpes, I know it makes someone who might have it feel really bad, and I'm not trying to do that.
No.
But I do feel like...
If you don't have it, you don't want it, and you want to avoid it.
I don't go to makeup stores, and I don't try on lipstick, but if I were to find myself in front of that counter, I would say to myself, the only people who try this are the ones with herpes. I mean, no one would do
like,
that.
Obviously.
No one is doing this. Right. It's ridiculous. You don't take a tube that says, try me,
right,
and rub it on your face.
Unless you're like, well, I've got nothing to lose. I've already got herpes. Right. So.
Holy, what?
Mm, I know.
Like, we don't have, nobody has to have common sense. Nobody.
Nope, apparently not. Well, we'll find out if she wins her suit or if that's just, you know, I think that that's generally known accepted risk. If you try a sample of something in a store, you know that there's risk and you accept that risk.
We all know she's going to win.
Of course she is.
She is going to win.
Of course she
we
will.
All
well, good. Bring back the little mini Avon samples then. I
or
like those.
Or you're going to find yourself buying a tube of lipstick just to try it.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to come down to. And you'll, I mean, I already feel like, and this again is from I've dated, maybe I've only dated a few girls and maybe some of them are just lame, but I've seen the bucket of non-use makeup under the sink. Stuff they've bought, tried, and went, no, but they can't throw it away for whatever reason.
Because they paid $16 for it or whatever.
Right.
So that to me is how that's going to go. Is right. You're going to actually have to just take a leap.
Yeah.
I'll buy this, bring it home, and
try
go.
It.
You know what doesn't work on me? The
what?
Jane red lipstick.
Right.
Well, Jane pulls that
getting
off.
Back to the way Sarah shops for makeup, I'll only spend $9 on my tube of lipstick, and you'll spend $42 on yours. So I say do your shopping at the CVS.
Right.
Or the Rite Aid, the Walgreens,
or the car wash.
Or the car wash, sure. The car wash.
Gretchen.
Right, Gretchen. Shame.
Anyway, I'm out of time. What's all coming right. up in the trash?
Well, we'll find out what Dave Grohl was up to last night.
How'd it go?
It really well.
Oh,
it
good.
It seems to have gone really well. We'll be back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.